Got your hand warmers out. Everybody ready to roll? Okay, well, I think our team is excited to go have an opportunity to get back out on the field on Sunday and play. And, you know, we, as everybody has always picked us to be underdogs, so we'll continue to fight and see if we can't pull out a win here on Sunday.
Question?
Doesn't matter to me. I prefer to win, however we have to do it.
Chilly practice go for you?
Good. Yeah, it was good. The field was just about ready to go, and it was good in a lot of spots. It just, I felt like we needed to just be careful until we get to the other thing here, and then. But it was good to get, you know, the temperature down in here and go from there.
Rhythm was a big thing that you guys had with your two wins. Did you feel like with the bye and all the way through this week, you're about where you were when you broke?
Well, this team hasn't changed much from everything that we've done as far as practice-wise. I think we've had good preparation this week. I think the guys seem energetic and enthused, and you know. I've been in long enough to know that those are never indications of how you're going to play, but I think they have a good mindset going in.
What happened with Jarek yesterday? I saw he's on the injury report.
Oh, he twinged his back just a little bit. He's fine. He practiced today. He's good.
No, for Sunday.
Mm-mm.
And how'd Rudolph look today?
Okay, did all right. About the same as he's. Has all week.
Does this week you have any concerns with him for Sunday, or is he good to go?
Rudolph? I would expect he'll play.
It's a bit, I know you don't get too nostalgic, but this is a bit of a homecoming for you. It will be kind of a cool experience maybe for you if you get a second to think about being back in Illinois and coaching against the Bears.
Well, I've been there a few times previously. No, I don't think so. I don't have anybody coming to the game or anything like that. So, I was a Bears fan growing up. Spent a lot of time with Buddy Ryan and his defenses, and you know, growing up watching them. But Vikings are my team now.
Do you take anything from Buddy's defenses and incorporate in years?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you're around great coaches and guys that in a lot of ways reinvented the game back then in 1985, I think you always try to take some of it, whether it's the mentality that he had. I was fortunate enough to sit in some of their defensive meetings and had him come out when I was coaching at Weber State. I had him come out and do a clinic for us, and sat down and had a couple beers with him. But I think you always try to learn from guys that are really, really good.
I know obviously you weren't around, but the Vikings haven't won in Chicago since 2007. Do you kind of bring that up? Do you say anything like that when you're talking to the team?
No, we haven't won a road game either, I don't think. Or they hadn't won a road game last year either, I don't think. So it's a different team. But, no, I have not brought it up. And we talked about a lot of other things, but not that.
What makes Chicago a tough place to play with? Is it the swirling winds, I mean, and what have you?
Well, they're always – they've always been a good football team. You know, that's the biggest thing. But I don't know. We played them there the first game of the year last year, and they beat us because we didn't do enough things right to win the ball game. But the weather was perfect. You know, it's obvious that you can get some bad weather days there. And I'm trying to think. When I was in Dallas, we played up there on a Monday night, but it was nice. So, I mean, I don't know.
Is there any added importance on this game because you're coming out of the bye and you're kind of setting up momentum for this final stretch, seven game stretch here?
There's added importance in this game because it's this game, this week, and it's a division game, it's an NFC game. I mean, all those things are important that that our team has to realize. But the most important thing is that we do the correct things to win the football game. And, you know, tackling Forte would be important. You know, making sure that we block the guys up front. I mean, all those things are probably more important.
You young guys on special teams, how do you walk the line between playing them like you do with Exum and Price, obviously, and having those penalties at times and then holding them out like you did a couple weeks ago?
Well, sometimes it's getting them to realize that it's about helping the team and not hurting the team. And we always want to try to play young players if we can, but not at the risk of hurting our chances to win. And I think that with these young guys, you know, we'll keep giving them opportunities to go, and then hopefully they can keep proving that they can be counted on when it's Sunday afternoon. A lot shorter when it's cold, huh?